גמר. Said that this man named Manoach was a great tzaddik. So he married the Ishtoi. He married a wife. It doesn't say her name. We said last week, Gemara Bavasa says her name was Slafafinus. And Akara Veloyalada. She was Saya Akara. She could not have a child. So Pasuk Gimel, it says, Vayeya Malach Hashem Eloisha. The Malach Hashem came to this woman. Vayeya Malach, and he told her, Hini no at Akara Veloyalada. You are a Akara, and you don't have any children, Vaharisa, and you become pregnant, Vialat Bain, and you will have a child. So firstly, you have to understand that if you misupik what type of chash of a lady she was, you see that a Malach Hashem came to her. So a Malach doesn't just come, a Malach comes just to, obviously, holy people, so therefore that's pasha that she was a holy woman. More than that, it doesn't say she came, the Malach came b'schus the baila. It says Malach Hashem, and it says Malach Hashem Elo Isha, to a lady, which means stam to a lady, nothing to do with who her husband was. So she herself had this chusi. Now, the Medrash writes that there was a machlokes between the husband and the wife. There's Eshes Manoach and Manoach. They were finding out throughout the years, they were married already for a few years, and they were finding it out who's the sieve, why they're not having children. He said that it's because she's a nakara, and she said, because he's an akar. So the Medrash says, Vayeya Malach Hashem Ali Isha, and he told it to her, At akar v'lo yalata. You're the one, you're the problem. So he told her clearly that she's the problem. Now, the Shaila is, why did the Malach go ahead and tell a dafka to her? The Malach met her, and not him, not Manoach himself. Why dafka to her? So the Yalkut Me'am Leyes brings down from a Sefer Yasham. He says, if you can ask such a question, why did the Malach be megalit to her and not to him, that she's going to have a child, and she didn't tell her, he didn't tell him that he's going to have a child. By Avram, it says that it was told to Avram, and it was told to Sarah. So why over here was it told dafka to Eshes Manoach? So he says, Shalafisha asad ha-yashim shalipa el-biyad ha-isha. Since Shimshon was going to end up falling biyada isha, the lamas misha meshuna below ite, he was dying in not his time because of a woman, what his wife did to him. Therefore, the besura came through a wife, through a lady. Interesting chat. It doesn't explain what was that the one have to do with another. But like upon him, that's what he says. When the Yitzayisiv comes to be a masbid the medrash. And he says as follows. The Medrash says that at akar v'lo yalata, and so he says idea she akar l'kach l'yaldik they lost him shalom bein ala bein baila. It was putting shalom between him and her. She would go ahead. They were like we said, they were fighting over who was the wrong one, who was the receiver, why they didn't have any children. So he explains, the Yosef says, that's why she told, the Malach told her, that you're the one that is the reason for not having children. What does that mean? When you're making shalom between two people, when you're making shalom ben ish l'ishtai, you don't go to the husband and say that you're the one that's right. You go to her and explain to her that she's the one that's wrong. What's the reason? So the Kli Yakar explains that if you're going to go ahead and tell the one that's wrong, that is wrong, fine, so you know you're avla. But if you tell the one that's right that you're right, it's just going to get you more upset. Look, I was right all the time, and you're the one that's telling me I'm wrong. Right? Two people are fighting it out. And you tell the one that's right, you're the right one. He just might have upsetness, right? It doesn't, there's no tachlis to that. So you tell the one that's wrong that they're wrong, and then they swallow it slowly, and then they'll change. Chaim Knievsky, in the Sefer Time of the Krah, he says that this person is coming to teach you how to break a fight. Don't come to the one that's zaka. You're the one that's right. If the Malach would have came to Manoach, it would just bring more machlekes. He would tell her, even the Malach says like me. Just come to the person that's chayiv and tell him that you're not right. And therefore Shalom would come. So he writes, interesting, he normally doesn't write this in a Sefer, on a Pirish, on a Chumash, on Tanakh. So he says there was a Maisa once by the Chazanish, that there was a Machlaikis Gedela, there was a big Machlaikis, and the Chazanish said to the person that was wrong, he went and said, you're the one that's wrong, and he would not tell the person that's right that you're the one that's right. So that's all because to tell the person that he's right, that just brings more machlaikas. Today there's a new type of style that you tell both of them that they're right. That's a new type of mahalach. But because you don't want to make anyone feel bad, but akapanim, here we see the Chazanish learned that from here, how you deal with machlaikas, that you don't tell the person that's right that they're right, you just tell the person that's wrong that they're the one that's wrong. So that's another reason why the malach went and told her about this idea that you're the one that's akara and you're the siva why we're not, that you're not having any children. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, in the Sefer Avos Yonasan, he says, a different text, he says, because of her schus, Shimshon was born. We'll speak about it more. Sakapanin, so therefore she was the one that had the right to notify, the malach notified her, because she was the one to be told. Another reason, similar to what we said before, is, Achrenim, right, that if she comes and tells Manoach that the Malach spoke to me, she tells her husband, so therefore her husband's going to see, oh, but Sarnat Sadekis, oh, I want to be close to you. So for them alone, it's Kedai, that the Malach came to her. Another Tarets they say is, because the Pasuk says, Kaysem ala b'es Yaakov esagad l'bnei Yisrael. So the Torah was Magdim, first to the Noshim, and then the Anoshim, because the women have the Achrayas of Chinuch. The woman had the achrayas of chinuch more than the men. So she went to tell, the malach went to tell her first because for her to notify her that she's going to be having a child and she has to now prepare for this chinuch that she's going to have to do to this child. But I want to say another malach over here. The Medrash brings down, like we said, there was a machloek because they were arguing it out for 10 years already. They were arguing it out. Who's the siva why they're not having a child? He said that you're the siva, and she said that he's the reason why they're not having a child. So he went ahead, and the malach was trying to make shalom by nishla ishtai. So he went and told her, you're the reason. Now, ma'en zed is, so what does that mean? He was trying to bring shalom into this family. The Medrash Shirim writes on the pasuk Nagilu v'nitzvah chavach. He says there was this couple that was married for 10 years and they had a good marriage, but they didn't have any children. So they had to get divorced. The halacha is that you're supposed to get divorced if you don't have children after 10 years, being married for 10 years. And the husband said, okay, I have to give a get, but it's on a happy note. It's not because we're not in a fight with each other. So he said, we're going to have to make a simcha. They were going to make a whole party to go ahead and the separation was going to be a party, even though it was Mishunah to get tzah, that Batsim they were married and they had a good marriage. But still, they were doing a mitzvah now. It's a regular mitzvah giving a get because they didn't have any children. So at the party, it's a chug shiket abyssal. And he said, you can ask me for anything you want. You can take anything you want out of the house. Take along with you, no problem. She was no fool of a woman. And she told the people over there, schlep my husband into my house, schlep him on his bed, and I'm asking for this bakasha. This is the one thing I want. So she came, and at night, she slept him in, and he was shik over there, he was drunk. And the next morning, he wakes up, and he sees he's in the wrong house. So he says, hey, what happened there? She says, what do you mean? You let me take one thing, you're the one that I want to take along with you, with me. So they went to Reb Shimon Bechai, and they asked Reb Shimon Bechai, what should they do? Originally, they went to Shimon Chai. Shimon Chai said, you have to give a get. You have to get divorced. So they went back to him now and they said, what should I do? So he said, they told him, she said, my best object to get is you. So this is what I want. So Shimon Chai said, Shimon Chai went and davened and they had a child. The Medrash tells you that just like the Rebbeinu Shlom has paiked akaris to have children, after tzaddikim paiked them akaris, so too a tzaddik has such power that he can go ahead and be paiked akaris. So it's a penalty gazach. They went to him originally. And they go to him, you say you have a good marriage, and for 10 years you're married without any children. What was the B'Shem Rechai thinking? B'Shem Rechai obviously had Mishunadika power to go ahead and daven and they should have children. No, he didn't daven, get divorced. Now the second time around, when they're coming to him and they're saying that we don't have Eitzeh, he's stuck in the house, he made a shvur that he's going to go with her, I mean that he's going to take, and that he must take any action. All of a sudden now B'Shem Rechai davens. Why didn't he daven the first time? He didn't feel bad for them. So the answer to this is that when he saw that there's so much peace between them, that her only ratzon in this world is him, and her only ratzon is him, and he's masking to that ratzon, Shalom does so much that Shalom lets you have children. When there's so much peace between ish la ishtai, then you're zeichet to have children, even though she was complete akar. That's how much Shalom does between two people. So even though we explained that there was peace beforehand also. You see, there was peace. They wanted to stay married. They had a good marriage. But there was still some chesaron of peace that it wasn't only him. There was still something else in between. And now, Rav Shimon Yechai saw that this is the only bakasha that she has. Therefore, she was eichet to have children. So look what Shalom does. It's a mishunah de gazach. What Shalom can bring to. That akara mamish, more than anything else. Now Rav Shimon Yechai realizes that there's so much peace between them that that's her only ratzon, nothing else. Then you go ahead and you can have children. That's what Shalom does. So again, we're explaining that not only they had peace all along, the marriage was always okay, but there's so much peace now that she was able to have a child. So this is negay every marriage, be'etzim, that when there's a dagger that is no period b'chlal, then you zeichet to things unimaginable. Imagine that the pshat is because there's so much shalom. It's not just for peiked akaras. It's for dagis that I can't be without you, can't be without me. It doesn't just mean bats. It means really that there's so much. It's not just avat li bedava. It's something that's complete chad beinayim. Then you zeichet to high madregas. So the Medrash is coming off the pasuk of a nagila v'nismachavach. The Medrash is using this as a maysa, as a mashal. That if Klal Yisrael would have such ava to Ribbono Shel and tell the Ribbono Shel that we can't have any period between us and you, then the Ribbono Shel is going to come. The reason why the Ribbono Shel doesn't come, Mashiach doesn't come, is only because we like the Ribbono Shel, we want the Ribbono Shel very much, but we have the cheshek also. We want a nice, not a nice house, but we want a nice, we have a taivis in this world that, okay, Ribbono Shel, we have other other taivas along. No. I was looking at Chaim actually. Yeah. So we have other taivas along with wanting to have Hashem. With the tshuka of Hashem, then the Baruch Hashem says, okay, I don't mind if you separate from me, but if I have my only taiva is, my spitz taiva is not the Baruch Hashem alein, then the Baruch Hashem says, I'm not going to separate from you, and I'm going to come back to you. So that is this mashal of Nagila v'nismach avach, that you're realizing that this is the tachlis, and there's so much shalom ben Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the only cheshik, and that's why sometimes the Baruch Hashem lied has to bring us tzaras. Because then we're technically going to come and want the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if we could come without that and show him that that's the true cheshek, there's nothing in between us, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will definitely come. Okay, so that's what the Malach comes and tells her, this Meshunadiga Besuya, married for so many years, she's Akara v'lo yilat taben v'harisa, and you'll have a child, yilat taben, and you will have v'harisa, you'll become pregnant, v'yilat taben, and you'll have a child. Now it's interesting, I mean, v'harisa v'yilat taben, you're going to be pregnant and you're going to have a child. Well, obviously, if you're going to have a child, you become pregnant. So pashtus, it means that it's going to come through you, it's not going to come through other things. It's going to be a natural pregnancy, you're going to v'harisa v'yilat taben. Kenza? Or there's such a thing also as buying a child, right? There's dinim to that, that maybe it has a din like yours, right? And Moshe Klaus, Moshe says a shayla, if you adopt a child, if it has a din like yours, the gabay yichur, it's very negay. Someone who adopts a child, so a big shayla is every time you're with your daughter, with you adopt a child, it could be a problem of yichur, right? I'm saying Moshe has a tshuva that adoption is also somewhat of ownership, and it's like it's yours.
Maybe it'll be natural, meaning as opposed to any nisim.
So you want to know if there's idea?
No, I'm saying more than that. Meaning you'll go through the regular process. Have a.
Yeah, right.
But the shochalach is brought down that let's say they grew up together, or raised, so the brothers and sisters have a din of yichud.
Yeah. Zok the pasuk vayta, pasuk dalit. But he warns her. He tells you you can have a child, but this is not going to be a regular child. V'ata yishamri not, you should watch out. V'al tishti yayin, do not drink wine. She's telling her now that she should not drink wine. Yayin v'sheicha. Yayin v'sheicha means, the Metzudas writes, that's yayin chadash v'yayin yasham, new wine and old wine. V'al teichli kol tameh, do not eat anything that's tameh. Now what's the chiddush? Al teichli kol tameh. You shouldn't eat anything that's tameh. No one's allowed to eat anything that's tameh. So the Gemara in Saita asked this question, and the Gemara says, Saita Daf Testament Beis, and the Gemara says, Amar Yitzhak Debeya of Ami, Devar Ma'asurim Benazir. It means anything that's Asa Benazir. It doesn't just mean something which is tameh. It means anything that's Asa Benazir. Chaim Knievsky comes up with a whole pshat from Paneach Raza. He brings B'Shem the Pika, the Beleza, the Kivas Aneves Toiv Lehirayim. Something from our neves is good for pregnancy. So she told her, don't eat that also. There's tumma in that. Don't eat that. Now, this pasuk, the Prima Gadim says, is mistapik. Asayagim, asaminatayim. Asayag, a mishmeres, something that's just a protector. To the aveh is that asaminatayim. So the Prima Gadim and the psichat Arachayim brings from this pasuk, v'ata yishamri, no, you should watch yourself. That means not only Yayin b'sheicha, anything around it also, anything that could get you to it is also awesome. So we see from here that it's awesome in atayah. And then he's medayik that it says al teichli kol tameh, anything, even a chatzi shir v'sayog. So many times you have to have a protector. You want to know if you have to have a filter or something on the internet. If what's the problem? Is that anything to it? Prima Gadim and Yosef Engel brings this raya also that yeah, that's kibi medayisa. The same way it's also to look at something which is awesome in Daraisa, it's a yod to it, it's also a chi of Daraisa to go ahead and make sure you take care of whatever shmir that you need. Yeah. So he's telling her that she's not allowed to go ahead and eat anything that's also to eat. So you see from here, Mayer de Gezach, that when a woman is pregnant, you know, whatever she does makes a chilik in the vlad. It's not just Stam that she can go ahead. What's he telling her what to do? I mean, when the child's going to be a nazir, so why now already? No, while she's pregnant, she has to watch herself also from things that can bring to the vlad machal amarayim. The Yaakov Me'amloya says that it's not just the gay and nazir. Every woman that becomes pregnant has to be nizir very strongly in her what she eats. Not only machal asuris, anything that she eats. Also, it writes that a woman should not get upset because when she's pregnant, because that's mazik to the vlad. It brings that nature to the vlad. Anything that she does when she's pregnant brings into the vlad. It's not just machalim. She shouldn't go into a makom tumah and all these things that the Veltz makbid on. That's because when she's pregnant, there's things that take an effect to the vlad also. There's Rabbi Shua ben Chananya that he brings down would say Asher Yeladata, and he would tell the woman that are pregnant to go to Bas Medrash, to come to Shul, because there's Kedusha in Shul, so let them go to Shul. And he says on the ninth month they would mispowel that should be tailored B'Shalom Psichas Hasharim. That's why there's somewhat of a minig to open up the bima Psichas Hasharim. The husband also has some effect to that also. And B'Shas the Mashbe itself, they would say the Kapitel Yam Kasham B'Yam Tzara, but Akapanim. So, they've done other things that they would make psilis for the Beis HaKnesses, the woman, they would make tzema for the tzitzis, they would go ahead and be mechaber the talis for the kaidish, akapanim, clean the bais medrash. They'll do things because it has effect on a child. So that's very important for a woman to know when she's pregnant to have these inyanim. You see from here that this nazir, what does it make a difference now that she's drinking wine that the child's going to be born in 9 months? What's that to tell? You see, it has an effect. Yeah. Now, the pasuk says, Vaita, kihina chayav yelad bein. You're going to be pregnant. Again, the malach's telling her, hina chayav, you're going to be pregnant, yelad bein, and you're going to have a child. Umayra layala reishan. You should not cut his hair. Make sure you don't get it. What's a mayra? That's a tar. Do not go ahead and erase it and cut his hair. He has to let his hair for as long as he's alive. This child is going to be a nazir alekim, a new type of nazirs. This is the first time a new type. We have a nazirs in Parshas Nasa. We have a whole parsha of nazirs, and here's a new type of nazirs. That a person goes ahead and makes himself a nazir, and over here there's a new type of nazirs. Nazir alekim yia. He's going to be a nazir from the Rebbeinu Shlom himself. Hanam and abatan from your stomach. V'yachel loyishias Yisrael. And now he tells her that this child is going to be a savior to Klal Yisrael. What does Yachel mean? Dr. Matsudis Yaskel. He's going to start. He's not going to finish the Plishtim. He's not going to finish them off. But he's going to be a start to this savior of Klal Yisrael. He had Plishtim from the hands of the Plishtim. So imagine a Besura. A mother gets a Besura. A child is going to be another throughout. He can't drink wine. You have to understand, drinking wine, there was no soda those days. And the only drink was basically like wine, yayin v'sheicha. Right? It was water and yayin v'sheicha. And this child is not going to be able to have any such pleasures of yayin v'sheicha. But he tells her this besura that there's going to be another aleikim. So you can imagine this, the kedusha that's going to come out of this woman is going to be mishunadik, another aleikim, not just a regular child. So now the shaila is the achrenim amadayik. What is this? Hina chara v'yalat ben. He said already she's pregnant. You're going to be pregnant. You're going to have. And hina chara is mashma that you're pregnant now already. How could that be? So the Medrash says that it was already. It wasn't. She had already the pregnancy in her. She had already his zara in her, and therefore it was just going to be that now it's going to be kailat ki'ilu. Now it's going to be pilot together. So therefore you have to be makbid. Rashi and Chumash says not like that, because Rashi and Chumash says by Haga hina chara, and Rashi tells too this ma'isa with Shimshin. So you see that it wasn't like that, but like upon him, that's who he's medayik from the Medrash. Now, the Yalkut Me'am Loyez explains what does it mean v'hu yachel lo yishias Yisrael. He says it's not only that Shimshin's going to start, it's even, we said this earlier, that the first Shimshin was shayfet for 20 years. The Plishtim were afraid of him for 20 years. Now, after his Misa, his death, they were still afraid for another 20 years. So it had an effect for 40 years. Shimshin himself, even though he only had an effect for Shas Chayel of 20 years, the after effect was also 20 years. They were still so frightened from Klal Yisrael. So that's what it means to Yochel, that he was going to go ahead and just start it, but there was still going to be a lot more. They were so afraid afterwards that it had such an effect that the starting point was the Shas he was living, but afterwards he had another 20 years that they were still afraid of. So Vatava Isha Vatoim El Isha. So now the Malach only told his wife, Tzalfafinus, and he didn't tell the husband. So she went ahead and told her husband, Lema, Isha Leikim Ba Lai. This Isha Leikim came to me, and we know we said that's a Malach. Some people say it's Pinchas. Pashas, you learn it's a Malach. Umareyu Kimare Malach Leikim. He looked like a Malach Leikim. Noyer Ma'id. Frightening. I didn't ask him, Amy Zahu, Vashamoila Higgidli, I didn't ask him where he's coming from, and what's his name. He didn't tell me what his name was, I didn't ask him any questions. I was so frightened from him. So she's telling her husband that she saw a malach. Now if you tell your wife comes over to you, she tells you she saw a malach, what do you tell her? Go to sleep again, right?
Yeah, chalm.
Good kechalim. But obviously, we'll see later on what happened, but Akapanim, he has some trust in her. He just wants to know what's going on here, but Akapanim, he has some trust in her. And he told me, Hina Chara V'Yalat Ben. He told me that I'm pregnant and I'm going to have a child. V'Ata Tishti Yayim V'Seicha. And he told me not to drink wine, and Sheikha, Yain Sheikha, he said one's Yain Chadash, one's Yain Yashan. Ba'al Ketoichli Kol Tumah. Don't eat all any Tumah, Ki Nazir Likim Yeh Ana Min Abet and Adyei Maiseh. He's going to be a Nazir from when he's a child till he dies. So she was Maiseh and she took out. She did not say that Atakar Vilat Ben. We saw that. He told her, you're the one that's wrong. Right? So she didn't tell that over to him. Why? They're fighting it out for so many years. And she didn't tell him that the Malach said that you're the one that's right. So, what?
I wouldn't either.
You wouldn't either. What we're talking about is the Fafayin, is the Chash of a lady. So, number one is, you see from here, there's two different Malachim in the Achrayim. One is, you never tell your wife your faults. I will speak about that later on in Shimshin. But you don't stand as I tell your wife your faults. That means, or Fakat. So she didn't tell him that she was the one that's wrong. Okay. But Chaim Zaitchik, he brings down, he says, Fakat. He says, you see for me how hard it is to be mighty that you're wrong. You're talking about a lady here that now already she got a good besura. What would be a problem so bad if she says she's wrong? You can't, it's the hardest thing for a person to be mighty that he's wrong. It's always, even if he's wrong, it's abba. There's always, abba fart, I had some rightness into what I said. So here the Malach tells her straight out. The Malach Elikim is telling her, you're the one that's wrong. It's your fault. And she couldn't be mighty to agree that she couldn't tell her husband that she's wrong. So Kolshkein, you know, stam a person to say that he's wrong, it's almost an impossible. To tell someone that you're wrong is always with some excuse, something not 100% wrong. Only person that was wrong by the machlekes, you'll tell your wife. It was only Kayach. That's the only one that there was a fight that there was no one right. But every other fight, here's I am a little bit right. You're so excited to tell that to the one that you know, even though you're wrong, she could not be made of the fact that she was wrong. So that passes what you see. But Akapanim, so that part she didn't tell her husband that Atakar v'ilat ben. But what did she say? She said that we're going to have a child. That I'm pregnant. Forget, I'm partially right. I'm the one that's pregnant now. And al tishti yayin v'sheikh al techni kol tumma. She did not tell him anything about that. That we're now that layav esar reisha layal reisha mayor layal reisha. So Pashas is saying because that wasn't a gay for right now. That's going to be for later. She's telling him now what she can't do. Don't give me any wine now anymore. I have to be worried about this. And also she was Maisif, that Ad Yai Maisai till he dies. The Pasuk doesn't say how long Shimshon had to be a Nazir. She was Maisif this thing, what the Malach didn't say, and she was Maisif Ad Yai Maisai, and the Shaila is why was she Maisif? That in Pashtus, she was trying to show the Chumrah wasn't Stam Nazir, how long Shleishim Yai. She was trying to bring out this Nakuda, that it's more than that. Okay, we'll continue on this next week. But Akapanim, we came out today with a few Yisaidis of what it means, shalom. That there's peace and there's peace. There's a musig that, yeah, every marriage is basically going good. But there's such a musig that when you come to mamish echad, that then you get two wife, zachah shechina shuri b'neim. It's not a joke when you say shechina shuri b'neim. So that's why marriage needs 24/7 out. I mean, you need constant work. It doesn't just, okay, it's going good. Again, till you're 120, you don't give up on marriage, on bringing more and more peace. You see something in the store, you buy, you don't realize what it means to this musig of bringing more and more every day to think about her and to bring more peace to one another. And from that just comes, from shalom comes shechina shuriyah, and from there you can bring things that a woman that's in akar can have a child because there's more peace in between you. It's not shaykh to be masked. That means that the nisim can happen just from having more peace. And then this musig b'chlal of realizing that you're at fault and trying to come by to be makir, sometimes that you're the one at fault and not to just, you know, to have a fight and go as long as it takes and just not coming to the akar that you're at fault. Another thing is, when you see a chasarim in someone's husband, you don't go ahead. I just had this recently that there was people were fighting and the shayla was to tell the husband about what the wife's doing like this. He should be the one to, he should come down tough. And the ma'aseh I said, not because of this thing. You don't tell a husband one another the fault of someone else because only bad's going to come out of it. You have to try to tell the wife itself, but not to go and tell the other one her the other one's fault. Okay.